Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the fifth parak of Maseches Chulin, parak Hey Mishnah Aleph. Now, this parak is called Osov Yes Beno, because it talks about the Yisra in the Torah of shechting a female ox and its offspring on the same day. So that's called Osov Es Beno. You're not allowed to shech them both on the same day. So it says the Mishnah, Osov Es Beno Gbein Baris Bim Chutz Laretz. This is not a mitzvah to Yubaretz. It applies in Chutz Laretz as well. B'fnei Abayif Shalom B'fnei Abayif. It even applies when the Beis HaMikdash is not in existence, and it applies both by regular chulin animals as well as by karbanos. Now, what are the how exactly does this work? If someone shechts the animal and its offspring on the same day, the chulin bachutz, and he shechts the chulin animal outside of the azara, shneim kasherim, then they're both kosher to be eaten. Vasheni sofek es arba'im, and the second shoch. It gets malchus for violating Osov Es Beno. Kachim b'chutz, if both of the animals are kachim and both are shechted outside of the Azara, harishon chayiv karis, the first one is chayiv karis, because he's not allowed to shecht kachim outside of the Azara. Nothing to do with Osov Es Beno. Ushneim psulim, both animals are pasul, because they're shechut echutz. Ushneim sofkim es arbaim, and both people get malchus. First one because he is shechut echutz, and the other one for violating Osov Es Beno. Chulin b'fneim, if both animals are chulin and they're shechted in the azara, shneim psulim, and both of them are pasul v'asheni sovek es arbaim, and the second one gets malchus for violating Osov Es Beno. Kachim befneim, if both of the animals are kachim and they're shechted in the azara, harishon kasher patur, then the first one is kasher as a carbon because it was shechted exactly where it needed to be shechted, and obviously not chayiv for anything, you didn't do anything wrong. V'asheni sovek es arbaim, and the second guy gets 40 malchus for Osov Es Beno. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, Chulin v'kachim b'chutz, if the first animal is Chulin and the second animal is Kachim and they're both shechted outside of the Azara, harishon kasher patur, the first animal is fine, you shechted Chulin outside of the Azara, perfect. V'asheni sofek es arbaim, u'pasul, the second one, you get 40 malchus for Osov Es Beno, and it's pasul because it's Kachim b'chutz. Kachim v'chulin b'chutz, if one animal is Kachim and the other one is Chulin, and you shecht them both outside of the Azara in that order, harishon chayiv karis u'pasul, the first one is kachim b'chutz, and therefore you're chayiv karis for that, and it's possible as a karban v'asheni kosher, and the second one is going to be kosher because it's chulin b'chutz. But for shneim sof mes arbaim, they both get malchus. The first one for shchut echutz, and the second one for osov es beno. Chulin v'kachim b'fneim, for the first one is chulin, the second one is kachim, and you shech them both in the azara shneim psulim. Both of them are going to be possible because the first one was chulin b'fneim, which is possible, and the second one was osov es beno, which passes it. V'asheni sof mes arbaim, and the second guy gets malchus for Osov Es Beno. Kachim v'chulin b'fneim, if their kachim and chulin were both shechted in the Azara, but kachim first and then chulin in the Azara, harishon kasher upatir. The first one's great, he shechted kachim in the Azara. V'asheni sofek es arbaim u'pasul. The second one is going to get malchus for Osov Es Beno, and it's going to be pasul. Chulin b'chutz u'bifneim, if both animals are chulin and you shecht one of them outside of the Azara and then the second one in the Azara, harishon kasher upatir. The first one's great. V'asheni sofek Sarbam, Upasal, and the second one you get Malkus for, and it's going to be Pasal. Kachim b'chutz u'bifneim, if they're both Kachim animals, and you shech the first one outside of the Azara, and the second one in the Azara, Rishon Chayiv Karis, the first one, Chayiv Karis, Rishchut Echutz, Ushneim Psulim, they're both going to be Pasal, Ushneim Sofkim Esarbaim, and you get Malkus for both of them, the first one for shechting and carbon outside of the Azara, and the second one for Osov Es Beno. Chulim b'fneim u'v'chutz, if they're both Chulim animals, and you shech the first one in the Azara, the second one outside of the Azara, Harishon Pasal u'pater, the first one is pasul because it's chulin bifnim, and you're not chayiv any malchus because you didn't do osov es beno yet. Vasheni sofek es arbaim v'kosher. Second one is chayiv malchus and it's going to be kosher. Kosher meaning the animal you're allowed to eat the animal. Kachim bifnim v'chutz, if both animals are kachim and the first one you shecht in the azara, the second one you shecht outside of the azara, rishon kosher upater. First one is perfectly kosher and you're not going to be chayiv for anything. Vasheni sofek es arbaim v'pasul, and the second one you get malchus for and is going to be possible because it's Osov Es Beno. So to review what we learned today, to review what we learned today. So essentially in the first two Mishnayos here in Perek Osov Espino, we just mentioned that that Osov Espino applies both Bifnei Abayis and Shalom Bifnei Abayis by Chulin and by Kachim and everything. And then we went through 12 different permutations of Chulin and Kachim of when we apply Shechted in the Azara and outside of the Azara, basically following the rules that one gets Malkus for Osov Espino, but only the second one, the one who shechted the second animal, is going to get Malkus. And the halacha is, even if you violate Osov Espino, you're allowed to eat the animal. But if you violate Shechutei Chutz or Chulin Bifnim, then it's going to be possible you're not allowed to eat the animal. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perakei, Mishnah Gimel.